This episode is sponsored by Overcast, a better podcast app than whatever you're using right now, unless it's Overcast. Get Overcast for free on the App Store. Now back to the adventure.
I don't quite go back to Jack and Jill's. I just hang out in the woods and have some meat.
You are in a city. I will emphasize that there are literally no woods.
Is there a park?
No.
Is there a hot spring?
There might be a spa up in Crest.
I'd like to remind
but you don't know.
Everyone here that we have only 2 hours before we
no,
go up and
I
get
know.
The potion.
Okay. Is there, like, a river with a bridge or something?
Okay, so I will bring you back to you are surrounded by two rivers.
Okay.
On either edge. And
I just need to be by, like, some sort of nature, so, like, a body of water or some trees.
All right, so you can go stand on the cliff's edge, on the edges of the cliffs here, and sort of, like, get a feel for it. But if you really wanted to get in track, in, like, contact with, like, grass and like things, you'd have to head off cliff.
Oh, yeah, I'll just go to the edge of the cliff.
Okay, so you're heading off to like just the nearest cliff edge?
Yeah, kind of closest to Jack and Jill's. Like, nah, I'm not trying to go crazy.
I get what you're doing. Okay, yeah. So you're heading off to a cliff edge to kick rocks off of it or something.
Yeah.
All right. And then Mavis is walking a bit ahead of you, Griana, but Mavis does go back to Jack and Jill's.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume you're also heading back there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going back.
So, so you guys head back to Jack and Jill's and not by you guys, I mean just Griana and Mavis head back to Jack and Jill's and you watch Mavis walk in and just walk upstairs, head to her room, shut the door.
Okay, that's fine.
And that leaves you. You're like, another day, another dollar. Are you staying down on the main floor or are you going to go upstairs to your room?
I'm staying on the main floor. Okay. I go up to my room when I get my book.
So just as you're heading upstairs, you notice that in one of the there were two more unoccupied doors sort of on this level that you guys were staying at. Mm-hmm. And one of them opens and you see Scotty.
Oh. And, hello, Scotty.
And
why you scared me?
And she's got her hair up in a high bun, and she's got like more
nice
like working clothes on.
Working out clothes?
Kind of.
Oh.
And she looks over. She goes, "Hey, Griana. I just finished moving in.
Moving in?
Yeah, it's kind of required that we all do. I took 2 days to sort of stay at my apartment, but
what? Oh, you? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, congratulations, neighbor. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. For the next, hopefully, a month, maybe less if you guys, I don't know, get sent home or something.
No, well, more trust. Do you want to go like? Get a drink or a bite to eat with me downstairs?
Absolutely.
I was going to read a book, but I haven't really talked to you very much, huh?
Absolutely. No, I don't think.
Sure.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
I do have a hot yoga at
hot
4.
Hot yoga?
Yes.
So I
will have to peace out, but.
I love hot yoga.
Yes.
I did it once on vacation with my parents.
Mm.
We just found a steam, like a steamy area, and we like did downward dog in it for about
what?
5 minutes. I got very dizzy.
That's...
What?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I don't...
Oh, okay. Do you want to go downstairs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
let's go get a drink. And so you head downstairs and you have a drink with Scotty for the next 2 hours. Obviously, she probably will let you talk about yourself for maybe 5 minutes, and then she starts talking about her community theater
what?
Stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Scotty's kind of weird.
Scotty's got
so
a lot
strange.
Of interests.
So I'm, like listening to her, and I'm, like, because at first I was, like, I should get to know her, and then I'm, like, oh, what the heck is
and, and at one point, Scotty turns to you and goes, hey, have you thought about doing musical theater?
I
think you'd be really good at it.
Is this the same Scotty that I know?
Scotty was in a production of Hairspray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is this Scotty our manager?
Didn't I force that upon her?
Scotty, well, thank you. Why would you say that? Like, what about me screams musical theater?
I don't know. You've just got, like, the, I don't know. It's hard. You know when people just
kind of Je ne sais quoi?
Bless you. What? People just say that you've got this sort of, like,
okay. That was embarrassing.
You've got, like, the it factor, you know?
No one's ever told me that before.
You know, I heard you, like, kind of, like, singing to yourself while you were on the boat, like...
I do. I kind of. I do like singing.
It's always been a secret. You sang with Iga at the talent show. It was super cute.
It's a little bit of a guilty pleasure of mine. I've never quite explored it. I've actually been doing a lot of exploring lately, and I think.
Yeah.
Oh God. I think it might be kind of cool to do something like musical theater. I don't know.
Well, the auditions for this upcoming winter season are this Sunday. So.
Is there time to do that with? The competition going on?
I don't know. I guess you'd have to talk to the director, but...
Are you going to be auditioning?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So we would be in a musical? Do you know what they're doing?
Yeah, they're doing Rent.
Rent?
Yeah.
I've only...
the only musical she's ever seen. Her favorite.
I've seen pictures of Rent before.
So it's a visual, some would say avalanche.
Oh, my gosh.
The amount of pyrotechnics that are required to do Rent is just...
I'll have to
And the dragon Rent. I mean, they're already constructing it already.
25,600
dragons. It's dragons, actually.
Oh, dragons.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, Scotty, thank you for that. I've been thinking about picking up electric guitar as well.
Sorry, what's the word electric? I heard guitar.
I'm sorry.
Acoustic?
Not necessarily. Amplified guitar.
Magically amplified guitar.
Yeah. I've been thinking about picking up a magically amplified guitar. I really just
wanted
to feel it.
I didn't know those
it,
existed.
You know?
Yeah.
I heard about them through the shadows, kind of, you know, a little whispers here and there. On the ship, I heard someone talk about it. I don't know. That's not in canon, but now it is.
Now it is.
I've been looking to delve into some creativities. So,
well, if you want, it's
keep
just
me posted. I don't know. I wouldn't know how to. I wouldn't know what to do. But thank you.
I will get a audition pamphlet from Skylar. I will get an audition pamphlet from Skylar while I am at Hot Yoga, and I will bring it back for you.
Skylar.
Oh my God! Save it for the auditions. Wow.
Thank you. Okay.
All right.
So,
well.
Oh.
Sorry, I've got to leave in like the next 10 minutes.
I don't
it's
want
up
to be
in
like,
Crest.
You need a good spot. Where is it?
Oh, it's up in Imperial Crest. It's West Crest. Yeah.
That's a nice part of town, I hear. Mm-hmm. All right, have fun. Yeah, you want to get a good spot. You don't want to be in the back crammed between two peoples.
I still have no idea what you're talking
Where
about.
Where are you going?
I'm just heading up to Hot Yoga.
Hot Yoga? Well, what is that to you? I'm confused.
All right.
What is hot yoga to you
I'm
in this situation?
I'm sorry, I really got to bounce.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was a weird interaction. I thought that would... Okay, to myself, I am thinking, number one, I thought that was going to go a little smoother on my part. Number two, what the heck? Why am I... I'm thinking a lot in my head right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, insecure about my new purchase. I'm like, was it the right decision? I'm pretty sure it was the right decision. And... It's just very vulnerable to start exploring new paths in your life.
Yeah.
I feel.
Roll a perception check.
Okay. Nice. 8.
Cool. This gabarito is really well made. Oh. So it's got an extra nice little joie de vivre.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start reading my book now.
Okay.
I grabbed my book before I went down with Scotty, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. So you read for a little bit. You don't have much time to read because you have a potion to pick up.
Sloppily like underlining and highlighting things I really like because the gabarito's like kind of kicking in.
Ooh, yeah. Is this a heavy one?
It's a little heavy, but you know what?
You ordered a triple.
Brianna's just want to have fun.
You ordered a boot.
Nice.
Yes.
Can I show up to the potion place or that excellence about 30 minutes early?
Okay, you show up 30 minutes early. You're still up in the... Do you have any intent to go to the meeting?
Oh, the meeting for...
To pick up the potion.
I'm glad you asked. No.
Good. Can I put you on pause
yes,
for a second?
Yes, of course.
Perfect.
Of course.
Great. So then you are showing up 30 minutes...
Early.
Early. Okay.
Kind of linger around Excellence's desk. Is she there?
Yeah, she's there.
How we doing on the...
Give me Kai.
Yeah, thank Perfect. You, Excellence.
Yeah, I mean, I can go check in with my grandson, but I believe I gave you 2 hours and...
I know, I'm here early. If you want, like, I can go back there and check. Sorry, that's weird. That's weird.
I mean, a little. But you can feel free to... In the upstairs, if you head up these stairs and head a little bit to the left, there's a nice little lounge section.
Okay. They have magazines?
At least 4.
All right, I go up and I...
All right, so you go up and you sit down, and you notice that there are 2 news publications there. One stack of news publications is sitting there pristine. The others have had the covers ripped off of them, and they also just still sit there in a pile. So you see one, and the intact one is called Burn Notice. And the other one, you just, like, you don't know the...
Can I, like, compare the pages to see if they're the same magazine?
Yeah, so you look through the pages and you find out that the other publication is called Burn Feed, and they're completely separate magazines. But they both have to do with sort of what's happening in the town.
Can I look through the ripped one and then and see, like, what the big story is in it?
Yeah, no, it's they did profiles on some of the hero teams. This was a very recent publication, probably, like, yesterday. And it seems to be a big feature on Aristed, and the boys who are part of that team.
Anything about our team?
No. All right. But they do, but most of this issue, I will say, focuses on these boys.
I read about it.
Okay, so there are 4 of them. Would you like to know their names?
The Aristed boys?
Yes.
Hold that. Yes.
All right, so there are 4, and they are all... singers. They're all performers.
Wow.
They're all very hot. And they go, their names are Talon, Dalen, Eandrew.
Eandrew?
Mm-hmm. E-A-N-D-R-O. Eandrew.
Love it.
And then Frankolin.
Frankolin.
Frankolin. Frankolin.
Oh, that's how I spell it.
Nice.
Okay. What's their deal?
And they are putting up shows every other night at Authenticity.
Not at midnight?
No. This is at Authenticity with a little squiggly.
Where do they say?
Authenticity.
Oh, okay.
And it's they're talking about how, like, even, like, a day in, they've sort of renovated sort of the party culture in Imperial Crest.
Party. Yeah. Okay. Anything else I should?
There's a little, like, fan section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I just read the rest of the magazine then.
Okay. All right. And then Griana's showing up for the potions.
Yes.
Mavis. Surprisingly, even though you left without Mavis, Mavis shows up just on time.
Cool.
And so it is Mavis, Kai, and Griana together.
Tensions are so
the worst hot. Nightmare gang.
Tensions they cut are the tension high. In this room with a knife. Am I right, ladies?
And so
I say out loud.
And then Mavis pulls out a knife and literally cuts all.
Yeah, cuts all the tension.
Hey, where's Zill?
She ran off when you started arguing with me.
Okay, I'll have to talk to you about that later, I guess. So
she needs me time.
Probably. Okay. Well, I guess we'll just have to get the potions then.
Mavis's right. Interior. I would too if I hung out with you guys.
All right, so we go up to funny. Excellence's desk.
All right, and Excellence goes, hope the wait wasn't too long, Kai. I think he should be wrapping those up now. Dringer. And it takes like a second, then you hear like a little bit, like some. And then he appears off from a nearby back room, and he's holding two potions in his hand. This is a dragonborn male, about the same height. His scales are also purple, but they're a very dark purple. They're different. He looks to be in his mid-20s, and don't look at me like that. I feel uncomfortable.
Sorry, I look at the brick wall.
Perfect. Thank you. Liz, you can't do it too. Oh, no.
Hey. Yeah.
And he heads out. He says, sorry, Grandma. The two, as it were, these ones should... I think I found a little shortcut. These ones should heal. The works should happen a little bit faster. And then he looks up and he says, "Oh, I assume."
Sorry.
My jaw has dropped.
There you go.
Hello.
Still very purple eyes. And he says. He looks out at the three of you that are there, and he says, normally these potions take about 20 minutes to kick in, but I think I figured out how to get it down to 10. So let me know how it works, all right?
Oh, whoa. Genius. Thank you so much. Wait, I like there. Slightly like raise his hand as I grab what? It and look at him in the eyes.
Am I there?
Yeah, you're there.
Yeah, you're there.
What is I'm not there.
This is the shrink potion.
Oh, my God. I thought for a second, a brain farted, and I thought he was handing her But the potions that we don't know about.
Oh, yeah. We don't know
about. Ooh, yeah.
Like the secret potions. Let me know how those work.
Oh, absolutely. Sorry for my... You just look like someone really familiar. What's your name?
Oh, it's a Dringer. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, Kyavadite.
Are you doing like the kiss my hand handshake?
No,
I'm doing
actually,
an actual handshake.
I'm doing an actual
thank
handshake,
you.
Like a firm handshake.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, firm handshake. Sorry, it was like a limp wrist there.
Yeah, that I just needed to know what kind of a handshake.
I'll let you know how they work out.
Ah, perfect. Thanks, I appreciate it.
I'm Griana.
Nice to meet you, Griana. Dringer.
Hi.
And as we
Mavis goes. Mavis goes. Mavis.
That's Mavis. She's fine.
My favorite thing was that you looked at me, but then you remembered I wasn't there. You were like...
I, like, skipped. I, like...
Well, thank you. We really appreciate this. Finally.
Yeah, I hear it's for the royal family.
Yeah, the kings.
Yeah, and my pet ferret,
the
Cooper.
The kings or the princess cat?
Pet
it's
ferret,
the princess
huh?
cat.
Princess cat. Right
yeah, he changes colors. It's no big
Damn.
Deal.
Damn, all right.
Yeah.
You should come by and see the ferret sometime.
Or I'll just come back and let you know how it works.
Where do you live?
Yeah, you can bring the proof.
I'm just asking for you.
Shh.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Where do I live?
What?
Well, my shift doesn't end here till like sundown, so I'll be around.
Cool.
I also work here every day. So when you're asking where I live, the honest answer is probably here.
Okay, well, thank you.
Work humor.
Yeah. As they turn around, I like just kind of linger and keep looking, and then
I thought you were
going
to tell me that you were going to touch his butt. And I was
No. But my butt is. My butt is looking good. Like I'm putting some hip action in my walk.
Good. Thank you for clarifying your hip action. Boom, I will write that down. Boom. Hip action.
Crystals sparkling.
Griana.
What?
He's so hot.
He was so into you, I think.
You think?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck. Oh, okay.
Oh.
We'll just...
Are you going to go back?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm going to play it cool. Like, I'm going to wait a couple days.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
What are you
I don't know.
Do
we'll
you go
see.
Back and say, are you going to like... Do you want to ask him on a date or something?
No, I don't want to date him.
Really?
I want to sleep with him.
Oh,
there's a difference.
There's a difference.
Yeah,
there is it? No,
do you think I have time for a man in my life right now?
I don't know. I don't know what you're looking for, but he would be a good sex. He'd be a good sex.
I mean, he is. He is.
Yes. Yes. He would be a good sex.
I'm glad you agree. I'll let you know.
He'd be a good sex.
Can I get that on a shirt?
All right. Yeah. I'm
a good sex.
Today is a good day for Griana.
So are the three of you heading just straight to Bergdorf's Braided Horse?
Yes, I am at least.
All right.
Well, is Mavis going with them, Katie May? You tell us.
You tell us. Mavis is actually.
She wants to see this hot mess in action.
Mavis is intently trailing behind, two steps behind you guys, completely silent for most of the time.
Why don't you take a picture to last longer?
Oh, my gosh. Oh. I'm sorry, who was younger again?
Me.
Right, because you're acting like a five-year-old.
You're acting like a nine-year-old.
Okay. all right, so you, at around the time, Zil, at the time that you would have hypothetically gone to pick up the potions, you are yon to be seen. So where are you?
So I spent some time in the ruins.
Right, and so these are both, they act as both a museum and a burying ground and a place of tranquility. So this is, there's a little plaque as you head in, and then the rest is seemingly untouched. This is the ruins of the reason of why this town is called Burnfort. This was the original city that was burned to the ground.
Wow.
Whoa.
After unsuccessfully repenting for a tribe's crimes, being the same. And they go and they talk about the history. I don't know how in depth you read it.
I'll just read it.
Okay, so...
Something to focus on.
Okay, so this tells the story of the Madrali tribe. And it says, long ago, before wine was all we knew, the natives of Burnfort were nomads. We would travel across the continents in search of a better connection to our gods. We were looked down upon by many others, thinking about nomadic life was foolish when you lived in a land with such dangers. We were, in fact, the danger, however, that lurked in the woods as we had spent generations training ourselves to become apex predators. It wasn't until later that we became intimate with the concept of pillaging under a wrongful leader, Chief Madrali. He was obsessed with power and finding an easier life for his people, and that's how the pillaging began. Our people were not hard to inspire as we had been looked down on for so long. It was the proposition of reclaiming our power, our reputation, and what followed was a crusade. The reign was brutal, and dissenters among the tribe were exiled. Our reign lasted nearly 3 years until several surrounding cities and towns grew wiser about us. They combined their forces, and together they sent a swath of troops to take us out. However, we had home field advantage, taking refuge in the forest in the verdant peaks, which are, you know, the mountains that you can see off to the distance right there. They combined their forces, and together they sent a swath of troops to take us out. However, we had home field advantage, having held refuge in the forest for many years. We were very aware of our surroundings. The warfare took a toll on the woods, and that was when Wendela arrived. Some called her a hag, some called her a witch, a plague, but the curse she put on our family was deadly. Even though we won the battle, the toll to the forest was innumerable. Still, the forest is recovering from the fires that raged following. Wow. Wendela's home burnt in the process, and she spent the last moments of her life placing a curse on the royal family that has lasted to this day.
Ooh.
What?
Now, any member of royal blood will not live past the age of 30.
What?
We have not sought to fix this curse or end this plight because we know that this is to atone for the sins we have made. Burnfort, called thus, was because we had not earned the trust of the surrounding villages and tribes when we tried to rebuild a city, a home, a place to stay, and a place to atone. It was burned down once, twice, three times. But on the fourth, we rebuilt, we grew, and we stayed. We are here now. We are the friends of many countries. We are the heart of this country. This is where we rule.
Well, that was a long plaque.
It's a very long plaque. It's sort of several as you're walking in.
Yeah. Okay. I look around. Is there anything? I wanna look at the. Once I've calm down a little bit.
Yeah, and this is a good place to do so, right? Yeah. It's a very somber energy.
I flip through Verwalt's journal real quick, and I think if I can make any connections to anything that I see. I flip through it, and I put it right back.
Right. So you pull out Rowalt's journal, and you notice that throughout his life, he actually, and you've been working on transcribing it sort of, like, thoroughly. Anything you've said so far, he's actually never made it to Burnford itself. He's never seen the city.
He's just talked about it.
He says that Ophelia says that it's wonderful.
Okay. Is there anything else in these that, like, stands out?
No, the ruins themselves are both sort of the, you know, the stone that lived through and that's also been crumbled, and some people have taken a sort of artistry toward it and turned it into very beautiful.
It's like not only
graveyards. So this is where Burnfort buries their dead if they're not cremated.
It's like a monument and a reminder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know what to do.
It's just a good place to stay and breathe and just
that's exactly
acknowledge
what
the fragility of life and move forward respecting it.
Yeah, I just want to hang out here.
Okay, so you spend some time there.
Just maybe looking through the ruins some more, looking out over the cliff.
And not thinking. Many people are here. Occasionally you'll see perhaps a writer who's, you know, sitting and working or someone who's at a grave paying respects, but this is a very, like, to-yourself environment. You do see a lot of guards placed around here, just to sort of as peacekeepers.
Yeah. Okay.
But you're letting time pass you by.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe I journal a little bit.
Okay, so then you're probably going to miss them getting to Bergdorf's.
Yeah, I'm not in a hurry to leave.
Okay.
I'm going to stay here as long as I see fit.
Oh man, I didn't know.
I don't know when that would be.
I wrote that and I didn't think we'd ever get to it. Isn't that a fun little fact?
I love that.
Yeah.
I think it's just
beautiful.
It's a good place.
It's a good story.
Can you copy and paste that into a message for us?
Yeah. You should put it on the website, too.
I mean, the end half was mostly me. The end was me. The last I have written here is some called her a hag, some called her a witch, a plague, but the curse she put on our family was deadly. That's all I have written, just that part. Mm.
Wowza.
Yeah, I'll have to write the rest of it out, because, the story of Burnford is one I enjoy quite thoroughly.
Cool.
Grianna, Kai, and Mavis are heading off to Bergdorf's Braided Horse with... Cooper and Melvin have been kept. You guys head straight in. You notice that they're probably at like 75% from where they were in hugeness level.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so they were,
my gosh.
Yeah, they were shrinking relatively.
Oh, so we just dropped all this money.
Wait, that's it? Are they done?
What?
Are they done?
No, they're still like...
So wait,
they were like 100% huge? Now they're only 75% huge.
Oh, no, this isn't their final product.
That's true.
We just have to be a little more patient.
I'm just scared that...
Oh, no, you haven't given them the potion yet.
I know, but I'm scared when we do that they'll be microscopic.
No, that's not what it does. It just puts them back to normal.
Okay.
It doesn't like it's not like a set amount that it...
Honey, I shrunk the royal cat.
Oh, my God. We'd have some splaining to do.
So I assume that you're going to go do Cooper first because...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I figured. Hey, buddy. Are you ready to be normal again?
And Cooper sticks his head out the window, how the
stable window,
have, you know. What's, Mia, when, you know, how what's the thing that the horses can stick their head through when they're in a stable?
A window?
She's like, hi, I'm a horse. Why are you, what are you good for then?
This is the second time you've let us down with horse knowledge.
I know. You tag me in 15 minutes when the information's too late and you figured it out. So Cooper peeks his head through, and he's just, like, staring very expectantly at you, looking all hyped. He's still...
Woo! Let's get you back.
He's still kind of a dark color. He's still not probably his happiest. But okay. you spent the night with him last night, so yeah. you he's obviously okay.
Yeah. How's your day, Coop?
I assume you're casting Speak with Animals.
Yes.
Great. He says, it's all right, boss. It's been a little boring. This place kind of it's got me, no jokes, cooped up a little.
Whoa.
That's a good one, Cooper.
Thanks.
Okay, well, I have this potion. Does it have instructions on it?
Nah.
Okay. Drink this.
All right.
He opens his mouth
yeah. and you pour it into his mouth.
And I pet him as that happens.
All right, and so you're petting him as that happens, and...
And he dies.
Shut up.
It's what poison. You were supposed to rub it on him.
Dutch doors. The ferret Cooper looks through. We have to do the whole scene again now. Okay. I'm just kidding. So he's given the potion, it looks like it's a relatively painful process for Cooper.
Oh, no. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
Cooper, I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
There's a little bit of, like, whimpering, and as his body literally shrinks back down to regular size, and you know, Cooper will occasionally be like, "It's okay, boss," as he's shrinking back down. But it's a little like hard to watch and to deal with. It's a little genuinely unsettling.
I'm gonna get you some rats.
Oh, thanks. but eventually, like, Cooper's back at his normal size. He seems a little tired after the ordeal.
Does he feel okay now? Like the pain is gone.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, oh yes, back at it.
Oh, Coop! and I open up my arms, and he jumps in my breast.
Yes, absolutely, as per usual. And then the sort of next task is at hand, and I ask the two of you,
all right,
have
I'm
you
going
ever
in.
Had to feed a regular-sized cat medicine?
No. Yep. Well, I've given my dog who acts like a cat medicine. How was that? She's just so reluctant.
Yeah, so now you're about to give a horse-sized cat some medicine. So go ahead and give me the rundown.
I'm going to cast Speak with Animals.
Mavis, you got this one, right?
Mavis laughs at you.
Mavis has been, like, leaning up against the stable wall. And you just say, Mavis, you have this one, right? And she looks at you, she goes, oh, no. By all means.
Fuck.
I'm going to cast Speak with Animals.
Great.
And I'm going to go ahead and level with this kitty cat.
All right. So you are you going, like, inside, or are you speaking from the outside?
I'm walking in.
Okay.
And I'm holding my hands in the air. Well, I'm holding one hand out for Melvin to sniff.
Nice.
I'm saying, Melvin, hi, it's Griona. Do you remember me? Melvin, hi, it's Griona. Ew. Oh. Okay, great. Do you want to go home?
Yep.
Melvin's
my favorite character.
I can tell you a way that you can go home, but you have to trust me, okay?
Roll animal handling.
I think you have that as a skill, though.
Three.
What?
Well, I have plus two.
Did you fail?
No. Plus five.
Oh, sorry. Six.
No,
I thought it was a one. Sorry, 12. It's a seven.
Oh, that's much better.
No, that is a one. That's
fuck,
a crit fail.
Okay, all right.
No!
The seven has a dash.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, the seven
it's
has a dash.
One.
I'm looking at it.
I got a six.
Nope, it's a crit fail.
Unnatural.
No, added,
you don't
rolled a one.
Oh.
Well, so at that point, Mel goes...
Oh, okay.
Kills you. Bats at you.
Okay, Melvin. Calm. Calm boy. Okay,
Can I?
Shoot! Melvin, what's your favorite toy? Melvin, what's your favorite toy?
Get out!
No, Melvin. What's your favorite? Do you want your favorite food again, Melvin? Do you want your favorite? No. Fine.
Griona, do you need me to tap in?
Yes, please.
Okay. I cast speak with handling.
Animals.
But you just have that.
Speak with handling.
Yeah, I mean,
it's still cast because you've just been talking to Cooper, so you're fine.
Okay.
I'm standing on the outside.
Hey, buddy. What's up? Are you hungry? Yeah, you're hungry. What's your favorite meal at the castle?
I don't know.
Yum. You know what I hear? So they are desperately awaiting your turn at the castle, and I hear there's a huge plate of mayonnaise.
I said, did you think I said mayonnaise?
Yeah.
What did mayonnaise you say? Tuna.
I'm playing Melvin, not Mia Brady.
Is Mia like mayonnaise a lot?
Mia loves mayonnaise.
I like vegan mayonnaise. Gross.
By the spoonfuls.
Ew.
I like mayonnaise on sandwiches. I like vegan mayonnaise. Okay. I'm not like weird like Mia.
Are you? Yeah. But hey, what we got to do, they won't take you unless we bring you back to your normal size. See, I just did it for Cooper, and he's fine. Right, Coop? Yeah.
And Cooper pokes his head out, and the cat's eyes light up. He's like got his eyes on Cooper.
Oh, I see. Hey, Melvin.
Gonna get.
But you can't do that unless we bring you. Hey, Melvin, focus.
Melvin, it's me. Melvin. I poke my head around.
Sorry. Melvin. Hey, you want to play with Cooper, right? So we can't do that unless we shrink you back to normal size, which is in this potion.
I can't believe I crit failed.
I can't believe you crit failed either.
20. Oh, critical hit. Yeah.
Yes.
Exploded.
Yes.
Thank God.
Oh, that was by Ty's dice, by the way. Thank you, Ty.
I wanted Melvin to pounce on you so fucking bad.
Yes.
Melvin.
Give him a wink.
Tilts his head and then kind of walks towards you hesitantly.
Okay. Now I just need you to open wide. Open that pretty mouth of yours. All right.
Open that pretty mouth.
And we're going to go 3, 2, 1. And I put the whole thing in his mouth really right. Quickly and then back up.
And you back out and he sort of shakes his head when the cats eat things they don't like. And they're... That was my impression of a cat who's something they don't like.
It was beautiful.
Thank you, Lorne Michaels. I will be there next season.
Oh, my God.
And then there's a lot of, like, cat full cries of discomfort as Melvin is brought back down to size. But, like, half an hour later, you have, Some regular sized ferrets.
Oh
and
my
cats.
Gosh. Hi, Cooper. Hi. Hi. Melvin, it's me, Brianna. Okay, I'm just gonna walk ahead.
Okay, so.
Let's bring him back.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's bring him back to the prince.
All right, so you go to pick up Melvin, right, after mm-hmm. he's shrunk.
Well, I kind of have Cooper, like. Yeah. Yeah, so I go, hey, Brianna. Brianna.
Yeah.
Can you take Cooper?
Sure, I'll take Cooper.
Okay. Hey, Coop, you're just going to go hang with Brianna for
Cooper,
a bit.
I have room in my outfit because Iga's back at the hotel. That's where Iga's been this time.
Yeah.
Well, Iga didn't want to come out on this adventure.
Of course okay. not. Wait. Iga has opinions.
Yes, and I have room in there because I put Iga in my room when I grabbed my book and right. then suddenly left.
And so you head out, and Mavis was sort of standing at the door kind of watching this happen. But Kai, you sort of like go to leave with
yeah,
the cat.
And I go, come here, Melvin. Yeah,
Melvin lets you pick him up.
Okay.
You go to leave, but like Mavis like approaches this, and she's like, oh my God.
What?
Hi.
Don't.
Hi, Melvin. And she like goes to pet it, and she like lets it sniff his hands, and then she like pets it.
Mm-hmm.
And then like pets it more, and then like looks up at you and like non-committally goes. Can I hold him?
What?
you wanna hold Melvin?
What? I'm getting some weird vibes.
I'll trade ya.
What?
I like that necklace.
Fuck off! And then she just starts walking.
Okay, you can hold Melvin. It's fine.
Too late.
I'm sorry.
Also,
I'm not. Take a joke.
Oh my God. Dad, is that you?
And so
Cameron, you can leave that in.
Yeah. So you guys, I assume you're walking north to the castle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the three of you are northbound. You're still hanging out. All right.
Sorry. Yes.
Don't be. Please make character decisions. And so you guys head north because you were already at the edge of the Midlands to begin with. So you're heading north through the Merchants District. You pass the Crier's Plaza and Merchants Row, which has all the sort of fooderies, eateries, and whatnot. You pass through the Imperial Crest. Kai, you do notice authenticity. You notice that it's like set. There's like a bouncer out there now and like a rope, a red line.
Wow.
A red rope line with people waiting to get in, and it's not even sunset yet.
Shoot.
It looks like there's it looks pretty.
Boy band playing.
Yeah. You as you're passing, you're hearing, oh my God, I actually. And as like you keep walking, you're just like, oh God.
Jesus, oh, fangirls.
No. So that seems to be happening. But then, and then you walk up, you walk on the other side of the hedge, either one, and then you make it to the castle gates.
Okay, we're back, and we have a normal-sized cat.
We have Melvin for you at normal size.
At this point,
size.
The sun is starting to set. It's a bit of a walk up the whole way.
God, what a day this has been. Exhausting. I say that has been quite the day. Okay. Let's go inside. How do we get inside?
You guys head to the castle made of this beautiful white marble. The very tall gates at the gates closed off. You find yourself in a similar shouting up to the, hi, we, is that, remember that situation from last time? You find yourself in it again.
Hello. It is us again.
We are here.
We are the heroes returning the cat. Melvin, the prince's cat, as you remember, was very large last time, and now he is normal size.
You got him washed off, too?
Yep.
Yes.
One moment.
Thank you.
And they walk off, and a short time later, the gate is being opened for you. But you notice just like regular guards are sort of opening the gate for you, and as you're sort of being walked up to the castle itself, impeccable gardenery. The flowers are beautiful. Just meticulous care has been placed into them. You see flowers you've never seen before. Obviously, that these were things that you saw when you were brought up to the castle the first time, but that was a little bit of an adrenaline rush. And this time, you kind of have a chance to like take it in. Obviously, there also aren't a ton of people running around to kind of add on to that confusion.
Yeah,
you can see that there is the great balcony that's sort of at the forefront of the castle. That some of you noticed that the royals were watching you compete in the hedge maze from.
Oh, yes.
And you are led back into the main hall that you were put in for the welcoming dinner. And the guards tell you to wait there. And Mavis is, like, a little, like, awestruck looking. If you take the time, because it's, like, all of this is white marble and pearl, stainless steel and platinum. Like the fucking door handles were made of platinum, right? Like it's just a show of wealth.
Yes.
And there are fresh flowers on every bare decorative surface. The place smells like flowers, wine, and just general sort of a lavishness. And you are brought to wait in the grand hall.
Dang, there's little waiting room music.
Yeah. There's one violinist in the corner playing waiting music.
Hey, Kai, this place is Very nice.
I am into very it. Nice. Digging it, digging it, digging it.
Should we start talking like this?
Oh, I believe so.
Oh, this place is quite nice.
I cut my hand and I wave to the passing people walking around.
We are rich, we are rich, we are
and
rich.
So about yes, a minute passes.
Rich, rich, rich.
Yes, yes, yes.
So a minute passes, nice 2 minutes passes, 3 to 4 minutes oh, later.
La, 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 rich.
3 to 4 minutes later, and a person who's dressed in very proper clothes, wearing the sigil of Burnfort, comes down, has like a clipboard that has like a quill at the top of it in his hands, sort of comes out one of the side doors and begins walking to you. You can hear sort of the clicking of his shoes against the marble floor. And he says, "Ah, heroes, I do believe that you have come to return something held very, very dear to one of ours."
Yes. And I hold out the cat.
Melvin!
And you thrust this cat at a man who has a clipboard, and
we'll miss you, buddy. Even though we left off on a rocky foot.
And he sort of like tries to hold both the cat and the clipboard, and he says, "Well, thank you very much, and your team, so you can get the appropriate point."
That was 300, I believe.
We're Team Langdale.
That's what I was looking for.
Yes.
And he tries to
Brianna,
write it with
Kai,
and then, like, give
Zill,
up.
And Mavis are just all on this team.
Langdale, correct?
Langdale.
Yes, perfect.
Town we
go. All right.
I will let Van Heiden know that
oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
did
so
that.
Much.
Yes.
And at this point, you hear Mel. Melvin!
Oh, by the way, here's
Melvin.
Paperback. Oh,
Melvin! And then you see this this kid come running out. Maybe like 6.
Oh my gosh, the prince is that tiny? What a tiny
young
man.
Come like gallivanting on you. Melvin, 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 Melvin. And the assistant is like,
this kid would have loved a giant cat.
I know.
I think that's why they didn't let him in, because they knew he would have tried to keep him that way.
You just ride around on him.
Like,
and like the assistant immediately the like pawns off the cat because cat. The cat is immediately looking to not be held by the stranger anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Because cats.
Right.
This young boy who has very golden hair. These bright blue eyes, just brings and it's really funny because like the cat Melvin is almost like a big cat, just like sort of and so like they feel like the same like holding Melvin for the 6-year-old is a very like holding a giant stuffed animal sort of thing, and he just with eyes alight just like picks up Melvin, kind of hoists him half over his shoulder and is like caressing him tight to him. He says, "Oh. Thank you.
You are welcome, Prince Burnfort."
Yeah, what's your name, little guy?
I am Prince Bennett.
Prince Bennett.
And I shake his hand really strong.
I will shake your hand very gently. You know what? High five.
Yeah.
Boom.
And then at that point, the assistant looks down and goes, "You do not high five."
I'm sorry. You know what? Handshake.
Sorry.
Handshake.
Sorry.
There we go. Very nice. Very nice to meet you.
Held up my fist for
nope,
a pound.
Nope, don't fist bump. Don't fist bump. I try to high five. Kai, put it down.
I'm sorry. And at that point, another figure walks out into the hallway as well. Roll a perception check.
Okay. Nice. 8.
Cool.
6.
Cool. So you guys, this man with somewhat somewhat similar blonde hair, very dark brown eyes though, comes out in very like simple linen kind of clothing. They're very like it's very neat and tailored, but it's very simplistic in nature. And he's actually barefoot, and he comes out. And he's like, "Bennett, where did you even?" And he like sees you guys, and he's like. And he kind of gets the situation as a whole, and sort of nods, and then he leans down, and he picks up Bennett, and he sort of holds him at his side, and he says, "Thank you. Thank you for returning Bennett's cat to him. You are..."
Sure, Griana.
"Kai." And I get down on one knee.
Oh, I reached my hand out for a handshake.
So you just told me I get down on one knee, and you also held out your hand for a handshake, and yes. I need to know which one you're doing.
Both.
That feels wrong.
No, there's such thing as like kneeling and
yeah, oh, no.
Yeah, oh, that's no. What I, it's like a sprinter's lunge.
Kai, right? Why do you keep kneeling to everyone?
It's the king, right?
But you kneeled to excellence. Is that our name?
I'm just trying to make friends.
Okay. Well, let's see how this goes. She's kneeling.
I held up my hand to shake. Does he?
So you kneel and you hold out your hand, and the assistant goes, "You do not shake the hand of a king. What are you doing?
What?
Put your hand down.
I don't know the rules. Oh my God, what do I do?
You kneel if you...
Oh, so I did half of it right.
Oh, my...
I apologize, Your Majesty, for wanting to shake your hand. May I shake your hand?
And the assistant goes to, like, speak again somewhat very aggressively. And you see the man, like, put a hand... sort of on his shoulder, and then like
it's
acquiesce
very nice
and shake your hands.
You. I was just trying to acknowledge my respect.
Okay. Anyways, we're so sorry. We're just doing our most formal approach to meeting you.
That's how we do it in Langdale.
So nice to meet. Yeah. It's how we're doing it in Langdale. Clearly, we were wrong. Much respect to you and your position. It is so nice to meet you. I'm Griana, and this is Kai.
Kai Abadite.
All right. Well, thank you for returning, Melvin. I appreciate your great efforts. And I do dearly and hope you enjoy your stay here while you're in Burnford.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anything
else you need, let us know.
Or, like, do you need more company at dinner?
Oh, my God. Kai, what the fuck?
It's on my bucket list to eat with royalty. I'm going to take
a bit. Langdale.
What? This is like royalty, though. Like,
no, we straight up ate with the royalty of Langdale.
Yeah, but this is like a king.
There's the royalty of Langdale's not really a thing.
Yeah, that was like the Kardashians. Okay, okay. This is like the Queen of England.
We are screw you. We are a little hungry. It's been a long day of returning your cat to full size and from the sewers. Your cat was in the sewers, yes. And was extremely large, and we had to return it back to full size. We are a little low on money because we spent our own resources on restoring your cat.
600 gold.
Except apparently it was free, but I tipped her, so.
Yeah, you don't know. You think it was free. You don't get to pretend
that's
that.
That's right.
Yeah. And he holds his hand up, and he turns to his assistant. He says, Send them out to dinner.
With you?
Send them out to dinner. Make sure anything that was spent in restoring Melvin is paid for. And please let Van Hylen know. I do hope you guys appreciate your time here. I do have to go.
King, you are the shit.
I hope this is worth it.
Oh, it's totally worth it. Right, oh, my God. You rock, dude.
Thank you.
Party on.
That's how you leave royalty. You rock,
getting our
dude.
Dinner paid for. We're not even eating with him.
High five.
We're not even eating with him. You wanted to
still score dinner.
So you guys high five, and Van Hylen's not Van Hyde.
The king did pay for dinner. That's exciting.
And so the assistant is still standing here, and he goes, "You could have done that better."
Yeah, well, that's
the Langdale way.
We're not, well, Troutback way.
I know, Troutback.
Okay, so some basics.
You
kneel when royalty.
Okay, noted. Yes.
Didn't you kneel, and then everyone thought it was wrong?
Well, yes, actually, I did kneel, but I also took out a hand because I wasn't sure which one to do, so I did both.
Okay, well, generally touching royalty. Listen, this is, I'm a more forgiving, and you're lucky that you met Gallus.
King Gallus?
Next time you may lose a finger if you do not do this well.
Okay. What, from King Gallus?
You must treat royalty with respect.
I'm sorry, we were trying, but clearly we did it wrong.
Clearly,
so we'll
but now I've learned, and I will not fuck up again.
God, who's your manager?
Scotty.
And you see him write it down and underline it twice. And he says,
Wait, don't pay for a meal. Let's just go. Can we forget this never happened? Please don't tell Scotty. Please, please.
I want a meal.
No, Kai, shh. It's not worth the meal. What can we do better to make this not disappear? We won't do this again. Please don't tell Scotty.
She's going
to
yell at us.
Oh, just go. Just go.
Are you going to tell Scotty?
Just go.
Oh, my God. Can I have that paper that you just wrote Scotty's name down on?
No, this is... he looks down at his paper and he looks back up at you and he says, absolutely not.
Can you erase it? Can I see you erase it?
This is pen.
Can you scribble it with, and so you won't even see it?
Leave.
Okay, I take we're leaving.
And with a simple gesture, magically seeming, two guards have just kind of appeared at your side.
Okay, fair enough. We're leaving. Oh my God.
And you guys are escorted out.
That's what we get for getting a cat. Wow, we saved that cat and we're escorted out.
We could have had dinner.
Yeah, but we didn't because I'm just trying to save us.
We could have had dinner.
We could, but let's just go to Jack and Jill's. It's free there, I think.
It is. It is.
I'm so sick of the paninis, though.
And so, how's Zill's corner?
You know. I've just been hanging out. I tried to do research, but I guess I didn't really find anything.
It's a lot of lamenting. It's a lot of, like, it's less so, like, a diary and more so just,
like... Just, like, no, like, in my other books, too.
A sad boy.
Yeah. I was just looking through my other books, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, like, late in the night, I'll go back.
Okay, so the sun's starting to set, so you're still...
I want to go to the maze.
Okay. So...
sun is setting.
So, yeah, when the sun starts setting, you go to the maze.
Mm-hmm. It just looks like the maze, right?
Yeah, it's a maze. Yep. So you go to the front of the maze, and there's like a warning sign. It says like, "This is not the path to the castle, for the adventurous of heart, and for the adventurous of heart, and know that at any point you may turn, and be faced with an exit."
What?
Yeah. It says. It says, this is for the adventures of the heart, and know that any time you may turn around and be faced with an exit.
So, like, death?
Yeah, it's death. It's the warm embrace of death that they're talking about when it comes to...
But I feel like it's not smart to go in alone.
Don't go in.
I'm gonna die.